All right, we're teaching on this subject of the blessing. And in Deuteronomy 2, verse 24, rise ye up and take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Zion, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. If you will, put that verse 24 up on the screen and from the NIV translation, please, just to get you another degree of understanding. Set out now and cross the river Arnon Gorge. See, I have given unto your hand Sion, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his country. Begin to take possession of it and engage him in battle. Glory to God. All right, so we're teaching on this idea of the blessing. Now, why is this so important? Because you're coming into a time now that the church must take the lead. Must take the lead. Darkness is getting darker. You know, you don't know who's in the bathroom now. So we got to somewhere, come on now, somewhere we got to take the lead in here, okay? All right, now, hold on. All right, so wherever God sends us, he expects us to take rule over it, rulership. And that he is deliberately planting us among the wicked. He's deliberately planting us in the world. But we're in the world, but not what? Not of the world. So we're planted in the world to take over leadership in the world. Now God allows, let me just go on down. So you do it by, we're using primarily our teaching and focus now on this idea of the blessing. And that this blessing was something that God placed on Adam that enabled Adam or empowered him to run the universe. Glory to God. That's big, folks. Now, as we look at this blessing, let's look at it again. It comes from the word barakah, and it means, comes from the root word barak. And it means to bless. So it means to be endued with power for success. Endued with power for success. Now this empowerment, God says, I'm putting this empowerment on your life that'll cause things to happen for you that do not happen for the ordinary person. And that you are in a situation, this blessing will get you out. And in fact, even if, the blessing will get you out. So the stronger your confidence in the blessing, the more of God's power is released from the blessing, or more of God's power flows. The stronger your confidence in it. Now, you know that because over in Acts chapter 3, when Peter would begin after the man who had never walked in his life, Peter said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And he leaped and started praising God. Well, they said, wondered, how did Peter do this? Peter said, it's not through my own holiness that I caused this man to walk, but it's through his name and faith in his name that caused this man to be healed. So it's the same thing about the blessing. It's not only the word blessing, but it's faith in the blessing. And so what happens is you go to a lot of countries, first thing is, hey, God bless you, God bless you. Well, do they really know what that means? Because if they did know what that means, they wouldn't be in the situation that they're in. So it's just like money in the bank in New York. You have $1 million in the bank and you don't know it. You could just die without it. So a lot of that is, so this blessing here is a part of your inheritance. And we saw that over in Revelation chapter 5, and we just look at verse 12, and we saw that He said, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Now, when we talk about inheritance, we're talking about something that God has given you. Say, has given you. All right. So he said in verse 24, "Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have what? Given." Come on. I have what? Given. See, I've given you not only the king, but I've given you the land. That I've given it to you. Say, I've given it to you. Now, if God has given to you, now what all has he given to you? All right, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. But what all in this earth has he given to you? Everything. Everything in it. Now, you think about this. If he's given it to you, if he would make you work for it and earn it, then it's never been your inheritance. One more time. If God has given you this earth, now he didn't give you the world system because the world system is full of junk. He is not giving you the world system. He's giving you the earth and everything in it. Now, and as he's given you this earth and he causes you to have to work for it to earn what he's given you, then he never gave it to you as an inheritance. Does this make sense to you? Now, look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 6, I'll start reading in verse 10. "And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to what? Give thee." Underline give. Say give.
Give.
Say it three times.
Give.
That doesn't mean rent. That doesn't mean purchase. That means just what it says. Now, who paid the price for all of that inheritance? Jesus. He paid for it. He paid for it. Now, you got to get this in your spirit, because if this is not in here, then you're going to have to do something else. Look what he says. He says, "Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee the great and goodly cities." Wow. "And buildings, or that thou buildest not, that thou build, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things that you didn't fill." Now, I'll just stop right here. Because this is what he gave you. But it's in a land and it's occupied. Stay with me here. This land is occupied by giants. Coming over to Numbers chapter 13 again. This stuff is so good, man. It won't you make you want to shout. Here's what they said. I'm going to start reading here at verse 27. "And they told him and said, 'We came into a land where you sent us. Surely it flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it.'" Now, the fruit happened to be big. And if you don't know that, go up to verse 23. And it tells you that it took two men to carry one cluster of grapes. "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land to the south. The Hittites and Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb stilled the people. Before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once, possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we are." And they brought up an evil report. Now, that's what I want you to see. Whose land did God say it was? All right? ours. Okay. Amen. That's good. Making it personal. Now, who was living on it? Giants. All right? Now, they're going to have to go up against these giants. Now, here's something I want you to remember. When God is sending you there, glory to God. Lord, have mercy. Help me, Holy Ghost. That as he's sending you there, God is not waiting on your ability to make something happen. He is waiting on your confidence in his ability to make it happen. Now, you got to remember that. He is not waiting on your ability to make it happen, because you can't whip that giant. But he's waiting on your confidence in him and his ability to make it happen. Now you go back and look at Exodus chapter 14, and look at verse 13, and look and see what he says here. He says this, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more." When? Forever. Next verse, please. And he said, "The Lord shall what? Fight for you." I'm going to say it again. The Lord shall what? Fight for you. Come on, one more time. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. So that's when you're taking the houses that he promised you, when you're taking the buildings that he's promised you, watch this, when you're taking the businesses that he promised you, the Lord shall fight for you. Now this is very important, folks, and if you can't get excited about this, something is wrong with your exciter. All right, let's just finish the blessing. Let's just talk about it now, because this blessing is going to be the main thing that God's going to use to take you to the top. Now this blessing, what does it do for you? It works by faith. In other words, if you don't have faith, the blessing can't be released. So we got to get faith in the blessing. So how does faith come? And hearing what? The word of God. So I've got to give you the word of God concerning the blessing. And as I give it to you, you start believing this blessing. And pretty soon you'll start acting on this blessing. And this blessing will be released from you. Watch this. And this blessing will bring supernatural fruitfulness, supernatural increase. It'll bring supernatural new concepts, ideas, and insight. It'll bring supernatural proficiency. It'll bring supernatural protection, supernatural promotion, supernatural preservation, supernatural favor, and supernatural business savvy. Everything that Jesus did, he did by the blessing. And the blessing is this thing, it's the only thing powerful enough to eradicate the curse, to take it out. And I use an example again this morning when we were first had a ministry down in Lake and Pulaski here on the west side of Chicago. And what happened, the lady comes in, says, "Hey, the drug dealers have taken over my block." All right. Now, I said, "Lady, I said, get in this." She said, "What are you going to do about it?" Why? Because wherever God sends us, he expects us to rule. And so what happened is I got in a circle. We prayed to God. God downloaded in my spirit. And he said, "Take the oil that here, this anointing oil, bless it and give it to her and tell her to pour it down the middle of the street." Well, I did that. But notice what God didn't say. Go down to the 11th precinct and talk to Captain so-and-so. Or he didn't say, form a block club over here in this area, so forth. No, he was going to use the blessing. And the blessing was going to eradicate it, glory to God. And what I'm saying is a lot of times we're doing things, we're getting healed, we're getting a job, so forth and so on. But a lot of that is living much below what God had planned for us to live. Are you following what I'm saying? But when the blessing comes in, it eradicates every evidence of the curse in that area. Say amen to that. Glory to God. All right, now. So, in this going over to take this inheritance, we've got to know that this inheritance is ours. And that these giants are really in place to make sure that you don't get it. First, they try to intimidate you. Then they might try to tell you that, wait a minute, this is mine. I got proof that it's mine. And the proof that is mine is this title that I got on my land. But they didn't read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 out of the Amplified. Because it says, faith is the substance, assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. So if I got faith, I just got the title. Well, I want you to see that now. If I got faith, I just got the title. Now, you're not going to be mean with anybody and so forth like that, but I'm just letting you know, Satan is holding the land. Now, what people think is they think they're holding it. No, the whole system, the architect of the system that they're in and participating in, is from Satan. So in God's eyes, it's an invalid system. And I'm telling you that you don't have to earn that. You don't have to see how long you can work to get that. You don't think it is already your inheritance. Now, Jesus said that we are kings of kings. He is the King of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. All right, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 15. Now, I'm going to keep talking about this until you get it. Because that stuff belongs to you. The devil is a liar. His job is to convince you that it doesn't belong to you. When God says it's yours, it's yours. I said, when God says, am I right about it? He says this, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Now, what is a king? He is one who functions by decree. A king is one who functions by decree. When a king gives a word, his decree, because of his kingly anointing, he doesn't ask for anything. He only decrees or declares his decree because he has that kind of authority. And those in his world rush to see that whatever he has decreed is accomplished. Now that's why in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse, glory to God, 14, he talks about angels. Are they not all ministering what? Spirits sent forth to minister for them, sent forth to minister for them, sent forth to minister for them, who shall be what?
Here.
Shall be what?
Here.
Shall be what?
Here.
Of salvation. You see, angels are for heirs. Look what it says again. Folks, this is good. This is going to take it so high. I'm telling you. Woo, Lord Jesus. Say, I'm sold out. See, if in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, I'll start 16 and 17, he says, Therefore, 16 and 7, Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 and 17, please. Glory to God. I start to depend on this thing. And the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the who? Children of God. Are you a child of God? If children, then you are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, whatever Christ got, I've got. Now, if I don't want to receive that, then that's my problem. But I'm going to receive it. And if I've got to pay for it through labor, through work, and earn it, then it's not an inheritance at all, and something's wrong with this book. And I'm telling you, he's not saying don't go to work, but you're not working for what has already been given you. Say amen to that. That's why sometimes God will wait till you get out of money and then give it to you. He'll wait till you broke and then send you to buy a house. He will wait, come on, because he knows it's all paid for. I said it's all paid for. And this is what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to get you to pay for it again. You didn't pay for your salvation. Jesus paid for it. Come on. You didn't pay to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Jesus paid for it. You didn't pay for that healing. Jesus paid for that healing. You didn't pay to get delivered from drugs. Jesus paid for it. If he paid for your healing, your salvation, your deliverance, he paid for that house. He paid for that job. He paid for that business. He paid for that. Say, it's all paid for. Boy, this thing gonna get good before it's all over with. Now, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you've heard it in England. They have the House of Lords or Lord Byron or whatever. Lords function by ownership. Kings function by decree. So you have both. You have both decree and ownership. And that's why now that you're getting developed in this, you got to watch your mouth. Say amen to this. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, he said that I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you what? Life and death. Keep going. Blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Now, my point to you is that you're going to be operating by voice activation. You're going to be speaking things into existence. From now on, watch your mouth. Because what you're going to say, you're going to create. And that's why you can't say what certain professionals say about your health. That will only keep the curse in place. But if you want to release the blessing, you must say what God said and call things. as though they were. Folks, this is your time. You wait. I see it right now. You're building up. Your faith is starting to build in the power of that blessing. Because that blessing will deliver you from financial debt. It'll deliver you from financial hardship. It'll deliver you from always going through. Now you're going to start going over. Because God has a plan for your life that nothing can bring to pass except that blessing. Now, look at Genesis in chapter 12, please. And starting at verse 1. Where's my pen? Genesis chapter 12 and starting at verse 1. Let me know when you get there. Say amen.
Amen.
Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land, and from thy kindred and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. Come on, Barack. And make your name great. And you will be a blessing. A baraka. Now you see what he's saying? He is saying, now, if I give you all of this and you fail to do your part in being a blessing, then you will become a blessing blocker. That now the blessing will revert back and the curse will come back again. So what I give you, remember, just don't store it all up on yourself. That there's a whole nation out here that I want to bless. Say amen to this. Now, what is he saying? Take verse 2 and look at it in the Amplified translation, please. Glory to God. He says, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. Favor. And make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing. Keep going, dispensing goods to others. Now, what is he saying right there? Satan's trying to stop your rise. Because when you rise, you'll gain influence. And when you gain influence, then people will watch what you do and follow you. See, Satan knows that. So he's got to keep the money out of your hand. He's got to keep the influence out of your hand. But you coming to take both of them back. Now, how much influence are you going to have? If someone Googles you or looks you up to get more information about you, your name should be at the top. I said your name should be at the top. You see, there shouldn't be anybody's name over yours. Because he said, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. I'm going to make you above only and never beneath. I'm just saying now, where you should be famous for what you do. Whether you're a bricklayer, whether you're a surgeon, whether you're a craftsman, whether you're a pilot, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a physician, whether you're a school teacher, you should be at the top of the list. Now that's all I got. Give God praise, because we're going up, man. Woo, sit down. And don't be trying to figure out a reason why you can't get there. Well, you know, I've been in prison. I've been married 5 times. I know all of that. God ain't looking at your past. He's looking at your future. I'm telling you, you are. Don't be looking at whether you went to Harvard or Yale. Look at the fact that you got the blessing and
give you what you need when you need it. Oh, boy, this thing. We got the devil where we want him now.
No. You know how you call somebody and while they got you on the phone, they Google you. I know. Natasha, when she was our CFO, she anybody called her before she even, yeah, hello, how are you? Yeah, this is Mr. So and So. She check you out, but I'm saying when they check you out, they gonna see something. I'm talking about you.
Yes, yes.
He said, I will make your name famous, Andy Stewart. I'm going to do that. You don't, no. Your confidence is in me to do that. I'm not looking for your ability. Isn't that wonderful? Now, this is what the devil does not want preached. This is what those disciples, those 12, 10 spies should have come back and preached.
Amen.
They didn't preach that. They didn't preach it, see. And the people believed a lie and stayed in the wilderness and died early. You're going to believe the truth and going into Cana and take your stuff. See, the demons, see, the people don't have it. They're not holding it. They're not holding it. What's holding it is what's in them. See, that's why he had to destroy over in Genesis chapter 6, the flood had to come. Because the flood wiped out all that master race that Satan was trying to create. See, remember the demons came from heaven and lied with the daughters of men. And the offspring was giants. And one giant, the normal giant is about twice the size of a normal man. So they said David was about 5'11", 6 feet or something like that. But the giants were twice that, see, an average giant. But then you got the giant giants. And Og's bed was 18 feet. Now that's the Bible says they were tall as cedars. I mean, that's a good sized boy. And you got to stand up beside him and say, I can whip you. Come on. Are y'all following what I'm saying? But the demons were controlling the people who were controlling the goods. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. He's sending you in to take the stuff and put it back in the rightful hands. Isn't that wonderful? Woo! If you're here and you're not born again, you can't go. But today, you can get born again. So you can be included in that number. So whoever that is.